From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, August 30th, 2011. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Fayetteville, New York.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
It was just about a year ago that Joe and I and many others absorbed and pondered Facebook Places, a new check-in offering from the largest social network. This past week, Facebook announced it was shutting down Places and re-injecting location information into users' postings. Our topic today, the rise and fall of Facebook Places. But first, a word from our sponsor.
MapInfo Professional version 11.0 is now available. Visit www.pbinsight.com to download the 30-day trial, which includes enhancements such as a redesigned browser window, for better data analysis, the ability to perform memory-intensive operations through enhanced support of 64-bit operating environments, as well as premium services for instant access to worldwide road-level tile data.
Now, Joe and I were glued to our computers watching a live video from Facebook headquarters back on August 18th, 2010, for the announcement about Facebook Places. And we both were a little bit uncomfortable about it. We sort of didn't get it. And Joe summed up what Facebook Places offered in a blog post. And he said it did three things. It allows you to share your location, see who's around you, and discover new places and where you want to go. And if you remember, there were representatives from Koala, Foursquare, Booyah, and Yelp on stage with Mark Zuckerberg. And everybody was gung-ho on location. Bring on the serendipitous meetings, new places to go, and location-based advertising and deals, and, of course, revenue. In a post the following day, Joe was very skeptical and asked, will Facebook Places 2.0 be better? And now we have Facebook Places 2.0, and we can actually ask that question, is it better? So what is it? And I'm going to quote ZDNet, because I thought they did a nice summary of the new implementation, if you like, of Facebook Places. Although Facebook says it is phasing out the mobile-only Facebook Places, it is now letting you add your current location to anything, status update, photo, or from anywhere, regardless of what device you are using. You no longer need a smartphone to share your location. Those clunky computers can be used as well. Furthermore, adding your location to your Facebook content is not limited to the present. The company wants you to share your location as part of your past and future as well. Here's how Facebook breaks this down. Remember where you've been, where you were in your favorite photos, where you are now. If friends are nearby, they might just come meet you there. Where you're going. Friends who have been there can give you tips or even join in the plan. So that's the new version of Facebook Places, if you like. Now, how did the old Facebook Places do? Well, clearly not very well, and that's why they got rid of it. And the statistics, Facebook doesn't share too many, but I found two. As of last October, 6% of Facebook users had even tried Places. And in June of this year, social media software maker Wildfire noted that one of the top 10 check-in locations on Facebook Places was Facebook headquarters. So clearly it was not making out to the rest of the population. So maybe let's start with that first question, Joe, about Facebook Places 1.0. Why did it fail?
Well, let's go to the first of the 22 immutable laws of marketing by Rees and Trout. It's better to be first than it is to be better. Well, Facebook wasn't first. Facebook Places was maybe down the line, 3, 4, or 5, wherever it was. And it never caught on because there were other check-ins. The whole thing about bringing in Foursquare and Gowalla into that announcement last year was folly. They were there, what, for flies on the wall? I can't imagine what that whole thing was about. But the very issue is they weren't first. Foursquare and Gowalla, they kind of were leaders out there. And I got the feeling that Facebook was trying to bring them in to say, look, hey, we're all one big happy family. Check-ins is going to be the next big thing to location-based advertising. And they just never seem to put the marketing and the promo and all the effort behind Facebook Places that we expected from the 800-pound gorilla on the block. They just never invested in Places, and I think that's one of the reasons they failed.
Yeah, and even with even if there had been more investment, you still come back to the they weren't first. Now, the other side, I completely agree with you on that, and I think the other half of the story, maybe, is that it wasn't very Facebook-y. It always felt like an afterthought, and it didn't really integrate with the way I understand at least my circle of the world to use that tool. Now, other people may use it in different ways, but clearly it wasn't working for them. And if something integrates well into Facebook, people tend to use it. All those weird games and polls and, I mean, you see those all the time. And I think the reason you do is because they're so well integrated. And this was sort of just from outer space. It never quite connected.
And there has to be, to me, some incentive to want to add my location. And at the very least, Foursquare tries to make it game-ish, and now they're trying to do more with it in terms of more incentives and more deals and more information about the what you can find at a particular location. Give me hints, suggestions, what's going on. That is not necessarily the role that Facebook plays a lot of times. So
exactly. It's not Facebook-y.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, the intention of Facebook was not carried over to Places.
Okay, well, let's move on to the new, improved version. Is it more valuable? Is it more usable? Is it more Facebook-y? Is it less scary? What was your sense, just based on that announcement this week?
Well, I mean, I've actually tried it a little bit, just in preparation for our podcast here, and if I didn't know it was there, I'm not sure I would use it. Now I know it's there. I may use it. I may not use it. If it is less scary, and it prompted, your question prompted me to think, was the reason they did it like this purely privacy? Was it not because it was unpopular? Because even at the statistics of 6%, that's a lot of people, as one person pointed out on one of the articles that we posted. So was it really done for privacy? Was something being done in the background that we didn't know about that now we have to more recognizably identify the place that we're at? It has to be a conscious decision. So that was kind of what was floating around in the back of my mind, was this done for some other reason other than that it wasn't truly popular?
Right, and remember that the announcement came as part of a package of announcements, some of which had to do with
privacy. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And based on what you just said about now that I know that it's there, I have to say I was really pleased when I logged into Facebook the other day and the screen came up and said, hey, we have new privacy things, and hey, there's these new buttons below your post, and here's how they work. And I thought that was a very responsible way to introduce it.
I agree.
Now, the other thing that I really like about this is one of the issues I have about check-ins is that it's now. I'm here now. And that's great, but when I'm here now, I'm here for a reason and I want to do something besides check-in. A lot of what I use Facebook for is to sort of recap. This is what happened.
Right.
And it happened at this place. So that's a much more interesting and valuable thing for me to do than to check in now. It's to highlight the past. And I know that there have been a bunch of services about the future I'm going to. Remember, it was Peter Batty, right, who had Where You Gonna Be?
Yeah, mm-hmm, right.
Right? So I think that concept is there's a reason for that. That's something you want to do. But where you are now maybe isn't as interesting. Now, the other part of it that's interesting and sort of ties into what's going on in the sphere of location-based social media this week are two related announcements. One comes from Gowalla. And Gowalla shut down two of its features, one called Place Annotation, which is exactly what you think it is. It's hanging a message at a location for somebody else to pick up. And the other was for virtual goods, which is where you hang a virtual object at a place for somebody to pick up. Now, those have both been scrapped, which is really interesting because Marshall Kirkpatrick over at ReadWriteWeb calls those the defining features of Gowalla that distinguish it from Foursquare. So those weren't working and need to be sort of revamped. And that's just fascinating because last week, there was an announcement from the innovators of sticking messages in the air, 3M.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yellow sticky notes.
Yeah.
They just announced an app where you can hang your notes in space.
So one is
taking it out, and somebody else is putting it in. And let me just wrap up my sort of statement about these. It's probably 8 or 10 years ago, I had my first conversation with Mike Leibold from the Institute for the Future.
Right.
And he was telling me about the future of location. And he was talking about this whole idea of hanging messages in the air. And we're not there yet. We haven't figured it out. And I was thinking about why that's not working. And I think the answer is because 3M has its own app to do it. And Gowalla had its own app to do it. And unlike SMS, which is a defined standard that everybody can build their own technology for, but everybody's accessing the same data, we don't have that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons it's not working. So it's really interesting that Facebook is wiggling its way to find out how to use location, even as these others are poking around at it, some going in, some coming out. Interesting times.
Well, and the other thing that I think has to be recognized is, again, we are really early in this process of location-based promotion. And I have to put it in that category because really that's what we're moving towards is we're moving away from the gaming aspect. We're moving into the realm of the advertising aspect and the revenue generating. This is typical on the curve of emerging technologies and emerging markets. So we're going up the curve at this point. You know, we haven't quite reached mass market potential. I think that's one of the reasons why it hasn't quite reached that potential. It's not a mass market yet for these check-ins. So that aspect has to be recognized. That hasn't caught on. That's why another reason I think Facebook kind of killed it or revamped it is it wasn't catching on with the majority of Facebook users. And I'll give you a personal example. The other week I went to P.F. Chang's restaurant and I never thought of checking in. Now, I use Foursquare, and I like Foursquare just as the gaming aspect of it, but it made me think back that, well, maybe there was a discount coupon if I had checked in. I don't know. I didn't check in. Now, I recognize the fact that it could be generational. I didn't immediately think of it, but I also think it's convenience. I don't want to yank out my phone, interrupt my conversation with my wife who I was with. It's not automated. There has to be something less invasive to my personal time for me to whip out my cell phone, launch the application, use the GPS to find the location, check into the location. It's too much to do. Give me something else. You know, give me something easier.
I think, again, it's that whole idea of plugging it into your lifestyle in the same way that Facebook has to figure out how to plug it into how we use Facebook. And we're still searching for that.
Yeah, well, I realize that the younger generation, that is their lifestyle, right? I think the phone is connected to their hand.
Right, and it's open wherever they go any moment.
But socially, it's not socially acceptable to me. And I still don't think even to all generations it's not socially acceptable. Look at what happened when people used to pull out their cell phones and make a call in the middle of dinner. That's totally unacceptable these days. I think the same is true just to do a check-in.
Right, and there you go. So the folks behind these kinds of services need to figure out how to plug it into what is socially acceptable and how our lives are working, whether we're, you know, 18 or 48.
Right. And they're learning how to fail fast. So it took Facebook
right.
a year.
And that's exactly what I want to come to my last question to you is, what are the takeaways from this experiment? And my first one was exactly that. Fail fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get it out there. If it doesn't work, scrap it and try again.
Try something new, right.
And that's actually so easy now in location-based services because there's so much data out there, there's so many services out there. You can whip one of these things up very quickly and plug it into your existing infrastructure like a Facebook or build your own new one and see if it takes off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think that that's happening, and I'm really pleased to see that, actually.
You're
Facebook.
Absolutely. I think the other takeaway is you can't lead from behind. They were behind. It goes back to my point about you. They weren't first in the market. They tried to lead from behind. They tried to gather all their minions of check-in people that they were friends with. It didn't work.
I think that's true. I think the other takeaway I would offer is that figuring out how to use location isn't as easy as you'd think. I think the first iteration was, we stick a map on our website, okay? And now we're working in this next iteration, which is that my phone knows where it is. How do I take advantage of that? And it's not as easy as plugging a check-in tool into whatever your application is. And now that we know more about it, we're much more suspicious. So in the last couple of weeks, we learned that President Obama is now on Foursquare. Everybody knows why. It's because we've got a campaign starting up. So that's not very interesting. And again, how we're going to use it sort of beyond these very obvious sorts of ways, there's a lot of work to be done. Well, that's all the time we have. Before we go, our sponsor, Pitney Bowes Business Insights, would like to remind you that MapInfo Professional version 11 is now available. The product includes a redesigned browser window for better data analysis and the ability to perform memory-intensive operations. Visit www.pbiinsight.com to download the 30-day trial version today. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is hosted at Directions Magazine.
And from us here at Directions, we've got many upcoming webinars. We'd like to point you to anything from mobile location applications to enterprise IT and location intelligence computing. Find more information about our webinars at www.directionsmag.com/webinars.
Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.